Sports brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply, WWC Engineering on this Thursday morning, 17th day of July. And joining us right now, James Timberlake.
Yeah, that's true.
Get your own intro there. How you doing?
I was going to say, joining us right now and every weekday.
And every weekday morning at this time. It's the 17th of July. We're cruising along. Cloudy day. Heavy clouds yesterday and today. Man, they were just on the verge of dumping rain, right? You know, you just get the heavy, heavy cumulus nimbus clouds.
I thought it was supposed to clear up today.
It is. Slowly.
All right. Okay.
I can see a peak of sun on the southern part of town. But yes, it's supposed to slowly be moving out and get nice and 85 today and 85 tomorrow.
Perfect.
And 93 Saturday and Sunday and Monday. Sunshine. Yeah. Date book, July 17th, Lucy Arnaz. She's an actress. She's the daughter of Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. She is 61 today. David Hasselhoff, if you remember him from Knight Rider and Baywatch, 73 today. Angela Merkel, former German chancellor.
Angela Merkel.
I've heard it the other way, too.
You've heard it as Angela?
I have.
I think it's Angela Merkel.
She's 71, though. It's her birthday, so she can call herself whatever she wants.
Yeah, true.
It's 49 for Luke Bryan today, country singer. 1995 on the date book. The Midwestern heat wave in the U.S. reached its peak. Chicago, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, all among other cities, set all-time high temperature records. The heat claimed over 400 lives on that single day in 1995.
Wow.
I know. Wow. 1997, Woolworth closed its last 400 stores. The Five and Dime chain, they were alive for 117 years. Gone. Okay, today, Get to Know Your Customers Day. Good idea.
Okay.
All right.
Probably good idea. Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah. Peach ice cream day today.
I don't think I've ever had peach ice cream.
I have. Not the best. All right. But
I'll be honest with you, I don't like a lot of fruit ice cream.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
I'll have vanilla ice cream with cherries, but I don't like cherry ice cream. I don't know.
Okay. I like that. Tattoo day. If you want to get a tattoo, today's the day.
Sure.
Tattoo day. World emoji day today.
Okay.
Wrong way Corrigan day, James.
I don't know what that means.
Well, Douglas Corrigan in 1938 took off from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought he was flying to California, but he flew to Dublin, Ireland, claiming his navigational error was due to a faulty compass.
How is that even possible?
Going the wrong way.
He went over the ocean.
Wrong way, Corrigan. Despite his explanation, authorities didn't believe him, though, and suspended his license.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So his wrong way flight,
over the ocean,
yeah, his wrong way flight made an international celebrity out of him, and he earned the nickname Wrong Way Corrigan. Wrong Way Corrigan.
Huh.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah. Oops. Yellow. Yeah, I mean, you're taking off, don't you think? I think I need to go this way first.
Yeah, and then if you just look out the window, see
right.
The water, then you're probably going, I either went too far or I'm going
right.
The wrong way.
I'm going the wrong way. Hey, it's Yellow Pig Day today, and you're going, I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
Well, we're gonna learn something new today. It's a fun and quirky mathematical holiday that originated from the obsession of two mathematicians with the number 17. Today, July 17th, they created the concept of a yellow pig with 17 toes, teeth, etc., to celebrate the number's unique properties and its role in math. So the day is marked by eating yellow pig-shaped cake, singing yellow pig carols. I didn't know there was a yellow pig carol.
Yeah, sure.
Engaging in other math-related activities. So the holiday was created in 1960s by these two students at Princeton. Number 17 is a prime number.
Yep, true.
And has various interesting mathematical properties to it. So there you go. Now you know. Yellow Pig Day. Today.
Do you think that Do you think that Jack Corrigan is related to Doug Corrigan?
I don't know.
I was, because now I'm interested. Jack Corrigan, the Rockies play-by-play announcer.
I doubt it.
The radio play-by-play announcer.
Right.
And when you said that name, I was like,
right.
I wonder.
Well, next time we get Jack on the phone,
yeah,
we'll
Jack.
We'll have to ask him.
Jack, was Doug Corrigan your granddad or something?
Right. Hey, James, astronomers have uncovered a giant hidden exoplanet in the Kepler star system. It's twice the mass of Neptune, which means it's like 36 times the mass of Earth. Jeez.
It's heavy.
Wow. Finding stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe that heavy one day. Stuff. Maybe that one day somebody will be knocking on that glass door.
I mean, I don't know if we're prepared for the existential crisis that would happen if that were to occur.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Hey, I know you don't drink, and neither do I much, but if you're drinking cheap beer, you want to make it taste really good, put a pickle in it.
Okay. Okay? All right.
And you say a pickle spear. Well,
right, it's salty.
Yeah. We'll do wonders for it. So.
Okay.
All right. So if you're drinking cheap beer.
That.
Oh, here's one of your favorites. Lottery story.
Oh, here we go. Wait. Let's go. An Arizona woman.
No, a Flinchburg, Massachusetts man found himself. Not one, but two separate $1 million Powerball prizes after a simple mistake on July 9th. Paul Cochran purchased his first ticket for 7 Powerball drawings from a local grocery store, mistakenly believing that the final drawing had already taken place. This misunderstanding led him to buy a second ticket from another grocery store he visited. To his amazement, both tickets matched the winning numbers drawing that evening. This double win, $2 million, of course, before taxes. Hey, remember we were talking.
I'll take that, though.
Yeah, we'll take it. Remember we were talking about that large chunk of Mars that they found in the, I believe it was the Sahara Desert.
Yeah.
And it was like 50 some pounds.
Oh.
And they were going to auction it off.
Yeah. Speaking of, I got a dinosaur tidbit to tell you.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me finish
Go
this.
Ahead.
All
Sorry.
Right. Well, they sold that yesterday. $5 million. They were only expected to get maybe two at the very most.
They were
maybe
only thinking,
$4 million at the very most, but they were thinking $2 million. Ended up going for $5.3 million. Well, it's 54
That's
pounds.
Money.
That's big. So yeah, that meteorite from Mars.
There's
there
a lot
you
of
go.
People that just have.
You can put that in your living room and go, hey, check this out.
There's
it only cost me $5 million.
There's a lot of people that just have money they can just throw at whatever
right?
they want.
Yeah. Well, I'd probably bid on that if I had that kind of money. Just to have it. Way cool piece.
Yes.
All right, you got a dinosaur tidbit?
Yeah, so I heard this the other day and it blew my mind. We are closer in timeline to living with the Tyrannosaurus Rex than the Tyrannosaurus Rex was living with the Stegosaurus.
Yes, I know.
I people didn't know that.
Yeah, people don't realize that.
That's crazy.
There's a huge timeline. When you really look at that, if you do some little bit of investigative work. And
it's like hundreds of millions of years.
Yeah, hundreds of millions of years. I know. We're here maybe 100 years.
Yeah.
And we're talking hundreds of millions of years.
Well, even humans in general.
Separate from each other.
Well, less than, it's a couple thousand maybe.
Right. But did you know one in four people think that the dinosaurs and humans coexisted?
Yeah, that's
that's another one.
That didn't happen.
That's another one. One in four.
Yeah.
That means if we pool all the staff up here.
One person up here. Somewhere,
you know, I have a feeling one of them would say yes. Because
no, I don't think so.
I don't think they would.
I don't think so.
But they say one in four. We're with the dinosaurs. 25%. Yeah, I know, right? Wow.
I mean, that's a lot of people.
It is. But yeah, you look at the time frame on some of that thing.
Yeah.
Some of that when the different eras and the time frames when things were, you know, unbelievable time frame.
I mean, that is, yeah.
Jeez.
The difference is hundreds of millions of years. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
And they all died out, what, 65 million years ago? Which
65.
Which is still kind of unfathomable.
Yeah, 65 million years ago, the last ones. Yeah. All right.
And the closest thing we got are probably chickens in their relation or something like that. Isn't that a
there's
thing
a few
too?
Others in there that are finding out.
Alligators, crocodiles, yeah.
Well, another one is Oh gosh, it's slipping my mind.
Whales?
Right now.
No, whales are mammals.
It is the. It's a. I can't think of it. Anyway,
emu.
No, it's a fish.
Oh, it's a fish.
It's actually, you can fish for it in Montana. Sturgeon is right there with them.
That makes sense. Sturgeon are dinosaur looking.
Yeah, they are. Okay, here's a crafty fox in Grand Teton National Park is gaining notoriety stealing shoes from campers.
Whoa.
Yeah. Prompting National Park Service. They've installed signs with visitors and campgrounds. Secure your footwear.
See, these are like serial crimes that I can be like, all right, this is kind of funny.
I know, that is funny. Stealing footwear.
Yeah.
That's what he wants. A little fox. Secure your footwear. Oh, don't worry about that hunk of meat hanging there on the tree for that that grizzly bear. And then there's this dude. Tourist.
Mm-hmm.
Caught on video. Drinking water from one of Yellowstone's thermal pools.
Whoops. What the heck?
Yeah. So
how's that even possible?
Well, you know, some of them aren't.
Well, no, I know,
that
but
blistering, but most
how
of them
do you even
are.
Drink, like,
well,
I
took a
no
sip of it like
good.
Coffee. No, the water's is not only hot, but it's acidic.
Yeah,
it's sulfuric acid in there. It's also arsenic is in there, mercury's in there, also brain eating amoebas in there,
right.
And E. coli. Yeah, no, there's just not a few things involved in that water. You don't drink that water, even though, wow, this is crystal clear.
What a way to wake up in the morning. You can take a nice little sip.
Let's get some Giardia once. That'll be fun.
The pallid sturgeon. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know if it's about it. We just call them sturgeons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're
I mean, they look like dinosaurs.
They do look like
they're
dinosaurs.
Creepy looking.
Speaking of, you know, you're talking about fish. You're talking about whales. Check this out. There was an Australian underwater photographer.
Mm-hmm.
He said he had a life-changing moment during his dive with a mother humpback whale. She mistook him for a struggling calf and lifted him out of the ocean water to help him breathe. She saw me, thought something was wrong. She nudged me upward. And then she went underneath me and took me to the surface.
Wow.
Wow, man. Isn't that cool?
That is cool. It's interesting.
Those things
too,
are
because,
so smart.
I mean, they breathe the same air that we do, technically. Because they have to come up and take a big old gulp of air and go back down.
And then you talk about bottlenose dolphins.
Yeah, true. Bottlenose dolphins are really smart.
So check this out. Bottlenose dolphins have been observed carrying sponges on their backs to dig through rocky seabeds in search of buried fish, known as sponging. This technique offers protection against the sharp seafloor obstacles and helps flush those little prey fish out, the little sand perch that they're hiding in there. Jeez, those things are smart.
Dolphins are really cool. I've seen a couple. You still live in Florida, and they come up on the long side of, if you're on a boat or something, they'll come up alongside the boat. Just
you
like check it out.
Yeah. There's this.
Another lottery strike.
No.
Oh, dang it.
Do you believe in the 5-second rule?
Something falls off food?
When you drop something on the ground? We've all dropped, something on the floor.
Kind of, sure.
Do you?
Yeah, probably less than 5 seconds.
Many of us contemplated, do I pick it up and eat it?
Yeah.
5-second rule.
It also depends what it is.
It's completely unscientific.
Hard. Well, yeah, of course it is.
The food left on the floor for less than 5 seconds is sufficiently
totally free,
you know. But scientists at Clemson found that bacteria was transferred from tabletops and floors to food within 5 seconds. So the 5-second rule is not as accurate.
You know what's amazing? Is this is almost certainly someone's thesis at Clemson.
Probably, yeah.
Because when I went to the University of Oklahoma, this was a couple months ago, you can go into their library and they have basically everybody's master's thesis that you can actually go and read that they have binded and printed and everything. And there were some very interesting ones that you were like, "What? Who spent the time to write 250 pages on this?
Right. Spent a lot of money going to college.
Yeah, too. Well, yeah, that too.
So coming up July 20th, so we're 3 days away. So that would be Friday, Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. July 20th. Stargazers across the U.S. and Canada are going to be treated to a fascinating celestial event known as the Seven Sisters Eclipse. This phenomenon occurs when the moon, in its waning crescent phase, moves across the star cluster, temporarily blocking the view of these stars. While the Seven Sisters eclipse might sound rare, it actually happens monthly since September of 2023 and will continue until July 2029. So the visibility depends on your location.
So you got some time.
Yeah, you get some time.
It's also World Chess Day.
How about that?
On the 20th.
On the 20th? World Chess Day? Yeah. You play chess?
Not really. Not effectively.
They got a pretty cool chess club in Sheridan. They're doing some amazing things.
They got a, yeah.
Like high caliber.
Yeah, I was going to say, pretty well-refined chess club.
Yeah, not just some slugs like me showing up.
Yeah, they wouldn't want me showing up.
Where's the checkers room?
Yeah, exactly. They'd be like, you need to get out.
Hey, a 68-year-old woman from Guadalupe.